Dedicated to quality and service, Western Company of Texas has earned the reputation as the premier water transfer company in all the Barnett Shale. Their goal is to efficiently transfer water to your next completion job with the best service possible and can meet your water transfer needs anyplace, anytime, anywhere, 24/7. Western Company of Texas has a proven track record and has successfully completed thousands of water transfer jobs and can meet those last-minute deadlines. So if you're looking to transport water to your next completion job, then think Western Company of Texas and the guys with the green pumps. They cover all the Barnett Shale with locations in Cleburne, Ponder, Hyco, and Weatherford. Western Company of Texas has a large inventory of irrigation pipe and transfer pumps available and ready to meet all your water transfer needs. Western Company of Texas and the guys with the green pumps, committed to precision, performance, and competitive pricing. Excellence is not expensive, it's priceless. Call Western Company of Texas and the guys at the Green Pumps. They are the premier water transfer company in all the Barnett Shale. Call 940-648-3434. That's 940-648-3434.
Elissa Walker Campbell delivers sports the way you want it. Big names, bold interviews, beyond the X's and O's. Think big. The Big E Sports Show.
Elissa Walker Campbell, we are so delighted to welcome all of you back this weekend for our show. Up next, I have to say, it is an interview I know our listeners are certainly going to look forward to hearing from. We are getting set to talk some Mountain West Conference college football, and it is a conference, I have to say, that stock just continues to rise, especially since its teams are consistently beating BCS opponents. So this is an interview, as I said, I've just wanted to schedule for quite some time, and it is such a true pleasure to introduce a gentleman who has been with the Mountain West Conference since its inception and has played a major role. He's a key innovator with the success of the league. We are so delighted to welcome into our program for the very first time the Mountain West Conference Commissioner, Mr. Craig Thompson. Craig, thank you so much for joining us this weekend.
Well, Alyssa, thank you. You know, using your stock analogy, we used to be an IPO, but now we think after 10 years, maybe the product we're putting on the field is getting recognized, its quality. And we're having a lot of fun. You know, we've taken on some postseason challenges and are trying to change the system a little bit, and I'm sure we'll talk about that. But it's a very good league. It's young, but I think we're starting to mature in our 11th year.
Well, it is a young league, as you said, going into your 11th year, but let's just focus in on and zero in on 2009 because it has been so impressive so far within the Mountain West Conference, your teams, what they have been able to accomplish. Just as a commissioner, your thoughts on what the league is doing and how you guys are making a lot of noise and a very big splash nationally. You got everybody talking about your league, Craig.
Well, you know, and again, the credit goes to the coaches and the student athletes. They're performing at a very high level. TCU's gone on the road and won at two ACC stadiums. We've got four teams, with one loss. And those losses are at Minnesota, to Florida State at home, at Oregon, and Colorado State lost at BYU last weekend. So pretty impressive start for the league. And I think that, you know, when you compare it to last year, which was a record year, maybe not quite as solid, but nonetheless, we're right in that national mix. When you look at the six automatic qualifying BCS conferences, two of them, the SEC and the Pac-10, have winning records against AQ foes. And all the rest of us, the ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, Big East, ourselves, all have four or five wins and five, six, seven losses. So we're all in that next grouping.
We are talking about the Mountain West Conference. We're going one-on-one with their commissioner, Craig Thompson. And Craig, you had just mentioned you highlighted TCU's sweep of two solid ACC opponents. You know, earlier in the season, too, BYU's win over Oklahoma right here in Arlington, Colorado State over Colorado. I think what's interesting is if you follow your league, this is not just 2009, a one-year wonder type of thing. These are results that we have seen over the past couple of years. We can't forget Utah defeating Alabama in the Sugar Bowl.
No, that's exactly right, and I think that's the message we were trying to send to the nation and certainly to Congress this spring through the various hearings both in the House and the Senate, is that we're not making these figures up, Alyssa. These are bona fide statistics. These are situations where we are playing people head-to-head, in a lot of cases on the road in their stadiums, and having success and winning. And what we're trying to say is, you know, where we were two, three, 4 years ago is not where we're at today. And we've performed, I think, very admirably. And as you say, we've kind of caught the attention of a lot of people that otherwise might not have known about the Mountain West. simply because we're winning football games against quality opponents.
We cover TCU pretty closely right here on our program, and I saw a stat earlier in the week where it said dating back to 2002, TCU is 12-3 in its last 15 games against teams from conferences with automatic BCS bids, and that's a pretty impressive stat when you talk about one of the premier teams within your conference.
Oh, it really is, and you know, since 05, and again, so this is the fifth year, you look at three programs in no particular order, Gary Patterson and TCU, 44-11 record in the last four-plus seasons. You gave some BCS statistics. Since 2005, the Horned Frogs are 9-2 against AQ BCS opponents. Utah, mentioned the Alabama win in the Sugar Bowl, 40-15, same period, four-plus seasons, 8-3 against AQ BCS opponents. BYU 41-14. So when you start breaking those out, those are phenomenal records, you know. And we're looking at 10, 11, 12 win seasons for all of them in that mix. And I think it's very impressive that that top three. And that's kind of our message too: is we're not a I like to use the term runaway train. We're not a league with just one team that dominates. We are a very deep team. We're three or four. We ended the season last year with three top 25 ranked teams, and we began the season with three 25 top ranked teams. And I think that Utah's probably got a real chance of sneaking back in there as the weeks progress.
Well, and this is a league, too, you have to kind of brag on some of the coaches that you have within your conference. Just a league that is comprised of some very special coaches. Right, Craig?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the aforementioned, you know, Triumvirate, Gary Patterson, Bronco Mendenhall, Kyle Whittingham at Utah, Steve Fairchild, alum of Colorado State, the first coach ever in Colorado State history in his first season to take them to a bowl game, and he won the bowl game. Brady Hoke, very successful coach at Ball State, now at San Diego State. You know, this is not a good time to be a young coach or a coordinator moving into his first head coaching job, in part because of those three, but, you know, very closely following our Colorado State. Air Force has been in a couple straight bowl games under alum Troy Calhoun. So,
yeah.
You know, it's not an easy time to break into this league and think you're going to finish in the top half.
Yeah, you don't want to be one of the new kids on the block. We are going one-on-one with Craig Thompson. He is the Mountain West Conference Commissioner, has been so instrumental in strengthening the position of the Mountain West Conference, the visibility of it. And did you know, I want to share this little stat here, but prior to his current role, he served as the Commissioner of the Sun Belt Conference for 8 years. And so he's done a little bit of everything. And Craig, I want to kind of step back for just a moment. Let's rewind on your past summer. It was very ambitious. You went to Capitol Hill, went to Washington, D.C., where you had a chance to voice and share some very strong opinions on from the BCS versus the playoff debate. Can you kind of talk a little bit about as far as what that experience was like? And perhaps were there any positives that happened towards your stance in revamping the system?
Well, I hope there's some positives, Alyssa, and I think that what we did minimally is raise the consciousness, raise the awareness level. You know, as you know, college football is very regional, and you know, I went to school in the Big Ten, and I lived in Atlanta for 4 years, in New Orleans for 12 years. I know all about SEC football and the passion and the fever they have for football there. And, you know, what we're trying to expose is Western football. And the Mountain time zone is kind of the forgotten time zone. And that was one of the arguments that we heard was, you know, this isn't new. This is marketplace. This is what the fans want to see. These conferences with the automatic qualification were playing in the Sugar Bowls and the Orange Bowls and the Rose Bowls long before the Mountain West was even formed, which is a true statement. My argument back is the marketplace is changing. We don't always have the most people, the most eyes to watch our games, but we're playing great football. And by the Gary Pattersons of the world going out and playing the ambitious schedules they play and having the success they're having and several other coaches and programs in the league, that's the best message that we can send, is that we are competing at a very high level. We're not making this up. There's no smoke and mirrors. These are bona fide statistics. We played you. We won the game. We're competing at a very high level.
Yeah, and I think I read somewhere that Coach Patterson had even said, you know, it's one thing to go out and lobby for your platform, but and it's one thing to talk about it, but you as a coach and a program, you got to take ownership. You guys got to back it up, and that's exactly what you guys are doing. Forget Congress. I think you're going to get it done, Craig.
Well, I'm hoping, and, you know, we again, I think the successes that you asked about are maybe that the country is becoming more aware, maybe by the fact that we're out there and people saying, well, gee, don't forget about the Mountain West. I've read a lot of articles where people are saying, why are they not an automatic qualifying conference? What are the qualifications? And people, you know, there's more transparency in the regulations and the rules and the automatic qualification standards, and people are now starting to understand and ask that question, well, how are they not a whole lot different than some of these other leagues? And when you start stacking up numbers and statistics and wins, that's helping us make our case.
You guys have a very strong argument, and I just have to wonder, you know, how much longer that this battle is going to go on in order for you guys to become, as we talk about the Mountain West Conference, an automatic qualifier for the BCS. I mean, this has got to be giving you a headache. I mean, the inclusion certainly needs to be broader. At least that's my position.
Well, I think we're getting closer. You know, everybody agreed, and people say, well, you're kind of hypocritical. You're fighting for change in the system, yet you signed the contract for the next four-year cycle with ESPN. Well, that wasn't that hard of a decision because we could not put our student-athletes in harm's way, if you will. You know, when you have players at Utah that last year were 13-0 and won the Sugar Bowl and say, because of politics, sorry, your junior and senior year, you're not going to ever be able to play in the BCS Bowl because we're using you as pawns, your political pawns, and we're trying to make a statement. You couldn't do that to those kids. They're putting too much effort. And, you know, once you've experienced that, how can you then say, but now the rules have switched a little bit and we're not going to allow you to play in a BCS because we're trying to make our point.
You are listening to the voice of Craig Thompson. He is the Mountain West Conference Commissioner, doing an amazing job. And we also got to pause and recognize our premier corporate sponsor. That is the good friends and folks at Western Company of Texas. You can find out more information on them at our radio website. That is eradiosports.com. And join us on twitter.com. That is twitter.com/eradiosports. And I'm even a very proud supporter of the Mountain West Conference. I subscribe to your guys' tweets. Craig, where can they go and get some more information on the Mountain West?
Well, we've got a great website.
You do. Very nice.
WC.com. And as you mentioned, you know, you can follow us on the Twitter pages. We've got a Facebook page, and I think all the very latest and greatest Mountain West information is just a click away. And, you know, that's part of this whole process, is becoming more nationally recognized and available in as many means that we can. And I think people now, again, are starting to take notice. And, you know, it's helpful because we again, have had some success, and that's what's going to trigger all of this.
Craig, where do we go from here? I mean, is it going to take truly 5 years before the system perhaps could be revamped? I mean, what kind of process are we talking about?
Well, there is a mechanism. It's a four-year rotating cycle, and the first year started in 2008, which we had a record banner year. 2009, 2010, and 2011 seasons. If we are successful, there is a mechanism that there can be seven automatic qualifying conference seasons over that four-year period. And so, you know, we've got to continue to perform this year and 2010 and 2011, and then hopefully we'll be one of seven automatic qualifying conferences for the last 2 years of the ESPN deal in 2012 and 2013. Beyond that, I don't know. It's really interesting because I think the scorecard reads somewhat like this. Probably 95% of college football fans want a different postseason. And 99% of the BCS board oversight and those commissioners want to keep the system pretty much the same. We're the only challenge to that. Boise State has helped a little bit, and their AD is involved in one of the hearings back in May, and are getting a little bit out there. But bottom line is we're somewhat fighting the change of the postseason battle ourselves, and, you know, you're going to have to work it from within. And I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know where it's going to be. The only change, to answer your question, over the next 4-year period is if there will be a seventh automatic qualifying conference or not.
Craig Thompson is with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. And here in just a moment, we're going to reflect on his very successful career. But one of the questions I got to ask you is, you hear so much from the college football fans, almost despair. They want to see the system changed. What about from the coaches? I mean, what kind of feedback are you getting from the coaches?
Well, you know, I think you put it well. One coach, Gary Patterson, said simply, you know, we can talk all you want to talk, but you've also got to walk the walk. And we're going to have to win games and stand up there. And the league has done that and has done a great job. And Gary's done a great job with that.
Yeah.
But I think that it kind of depends on the perspective. I read recently where, you know, a very hot Houston team with wins over Oklahoma State and Texas Tech, Kevin Sumlin, said, I'm not going to be the voice and the face of the non-BCS guys. I'm just trying to get my guys ready for this week's game. And so, you know, it runs the full gamut. Chris Peterson of Boise State was saying earlier in the week that, you know, maybe we're not the number 5 team in the country. I don't know. I can't worry about that. You know, we got a game Saturday. And so it kind of depends on who you are and where you are and your mental makeup and philosophy and all this. You know, you can't get the cart ahead of the horse. It's really easy to say, oh, it's a lousy system. It needs to change. I think all our coaches realize that, look, it's not going to change unless you win football games, and that should be our priority, and we'll let the politicians and the commissioner and others deal with, you know, the structure.
Craig Thompson has been along with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. Of course, we all know him well, the Mountain West Conference Commissioner. And Craig, while we have you on the program, I did want to take time to reflect back on your time as a commissioner. You have been there since the start. It's been an incredible journey. In fact, it all started in 1998 when 8 schools from the WAC made a bold decision to form a new league. Kind of share for us what it was like in those early years and kind of the growing pains that you had to go through, because I'm sure that you experienced that.
Well, it was really interesting because we had the good fortune, Alyssa, of starting the league with about a 6 or 7 month ramp up. I opened the doors in January of 99, and we didn't start playing until August of 99. So I was able to hire a staff and get things going. The downside was, as I took the job in October of 98, as I mentioned, opened the doors in January of 99, it was a staff of one, me. And it was, you know, hiring people and every phone call. I remember one day early in the process, it was actually between Christmas and New Year's, I had some temporary office space, and I went out to get a lunch for a few minutes, and I had 50 messages in something like 30 minutes, 35 minutes. And, you know, coaches saying, hey, where's my schedule? Who's going to be our officiating coordinator? You know, what are we going to do here? What's the postseason? Are all teams going to be involved? You know, a million questions by 19 sports. And it was, we were very fortunate because before we even started play, before we had even opened the doors for business, so to speak, you know, we had a 7-year contract with ESPN at the time and a bowl agreement with the Liberty Bowl. So we were off and running just because of past history.
And professionally, though, Craig, this was not the first time for you to start a conference as a commissioner from scratch, though, correct?
No, it's not. I think I've been crazy twice. You know, why do you do that to yourself? I should have.
You're a masochist.
Oh, yeah. Back in the late 80s, we started a league in New Orleans that then, after 4 years, merged with the Sun Belt and became a 12-team league at the time. But, yeah, it's kind of fun because there's no blueprint. It's challenging because there's no blueprint. You know, it cuts both ways. And you come into a situation, you think back, there's 31 Division I conferences, and they all started at some point or another, some early in the 1900s, some mid-1900s, whenever. And in a career to be able to do that twice, I think I learned a lot of experience. Again, used a lot of the past experience from starting. Then it was called the American South Conference in New Orleans in the late 80s, projected into, you know, a decade later in the late 90s, starting the Mountain West. But it's probably something I'm not going to do a third time.
Did you ever think graduating from the University of Minnesota would prepare you for such an incredible journey that you have been on?
Well, according to all the alumni people, I'm probably prepared to do anything, right? That's what alumni people are telling you to say. So, no, it was fun. A journalism background, I think, helped a lot because communication is very key. But, a commissioner and I think a staff, a conference office, it's kind of like that quarterback, Alyssa. You get too much credit, too much blame. You know, we can't control all this stuff. We're asked to suggest policy. We're asked to make suggestions, offer solutions. Sometimes they accept them, sometimes they don't. And the job it's tough because with each passing year, the stakes are raised. The BCS contract with ESPN starting next year is a near $500 million contract.
Incredible.
It's huge money.
It's incredible. Craig Thompson has been with us this weekend on the Big East Sports Show. And I just have to say, my closing comment, you're being so humble. I mean, you've done some amazing things there at the Mountain West Conference. Talk about starting up that television network. That had to be a huge challenge. And I know that, as you just mentioned, your journalism degree from the University of Minnesota, that had to come in very, very handy.
Well, I hope so. I think so, maybe. But, you know, that was another one. And the decision at the time was really easy. We started with ESPN, had a great relationship with ESPN. They do wonderful work across the board in all sports. But after 3 or 4 years of the league, they said, look, we want you to play on Thursday nights. And our guy said, boy, that's kind of risky. Why would we do that? And we're going to alienate fans. College football should be played on Saturdays. But nonetheless, we played on Thursdays. Had some success. Then they branched into the SEC, then the ACC. And they said, guess what? Now we want you to play on Friday nights because there's a little bit better of a rating with these schools on Thursdays. So then I took the wrath of the preps, rightfully so, by playing on Friday nights. Our coaches didn't like it. Our fans didn't like it. Only one that liked it probably was ESPN because they had a Friday night telecast. So we were renegotiating 5 or 6 years into that contract, and they said, well, guess what? Now we would like you to look at Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And that was the straw that broke the camel's back. So we're not going to play on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. The backbone of any college athletic department is people in the stands, people on Saturday, the game day experience, and all the color that goes with the pageantry of a home game. We're not going to do that. And so we were really kind of forced to do something new. Start our own network was one of the options. Easier said than done. This is the fourth year of the Mountain. It's still in distribution challenges, you know. And I try to turn the tide when people say, well, ESPN is 98 million homes. Well, we've had games this year alone where they were on ESPN, ESPN2, 98 million homes, and they got a lesser rating than 75 million versus or 32 million CBS College. And so, you know, you've got to find your niche. You know, there's only going to be so many games on ESPN on a Saturday, and unless you wanted to play Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you probably aren't going to play on Saturdays unless you're in the SEC or the Big Ten.
Craig, tell all of our listeners that are tuning in where they can go to find out more information on the Mountain West Conference as far as the game schedule so they can be sure and dial them in.
Yeah, I think you jump back to that website, themwc.com, and there's links to all three TV partners versus CBS College and the Mountain, and updates on a weekly basis of where all those games. For instance, we have this week's schedule, we have 5 TV games. And with the exception of one game, which is by design, Utah State at BYU on a Friday, and all the other games, the other 7 games, are all on Saturdays. And, you know, we're playing 95% of our games on Saturdays, and 90-plus percent of them are being televised. And, you know, I think it's a good place for us to be in a good mix because if you can't get to the stadium, that's where we want you to go first and foremost. Go to the stadium. Attend the game in person. But if you can't, there are plenty of avenues available to tune in and watch those particular games.
You know, speaking of going to some of these games, we hope to see you out at some of the TCU games this fall.
Oh, I'm going to get there. I love that new stadium, and we're still crying in our beer a little bit about Danny Morrison. They'll have a great replacement, but Danny was special, and we wish him well with the Carolina Panthers. He did a phenomenal job, and the stadium renovation and all that's going on at TCU. They're kind of the envy of a lot of people in our league, just the campus growth and Chancellor Boschini, but also the athletic, not just the facilities, but the coaches they have. it's a great institution that's done some wonderful things itself in the last 4 or 5 years.
Craig Thompson has been along with us this weekend on the Big East Sports Show, doing an amazing job as the Mountain West Conference Commissioner. Craig, thank you so much. It was your first time on the program. We loved hearing from you. And for all of you tuning in, if you didn't get to hear all of this interview, it will be posted on our e-podcast page, and you'll want to replay it. Some great stuff on here that Craig shared. Thank you so much, Craig.
Well, I hope to be with you again, and let's go Mountain West and Horned Frogs and everybody in between.
Hey, I'm an Oklahoma Sooner girl. You know, Coach Patterson, he's been beating up on my Sooners in 2005. I got a long memory.
Well, I don't think Oklahoma wants to play us anymore. Maybe you contact your alumni people, listen, and say, let's look at this. No, I'm joking. We're having fun.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Craig, and have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Thank you.
You bet. We're going to step aside and be right back with Jason Peter for our Under the Helmet segment. Be with us.